morning, everybody. This is Chris Bruce in Spokane, Washington, and you're on the Morning Rev call. We have this call every Monday through Friday now with a different host and a different format for the call. On Mondays, we have Dave Johnson, who has around 4 decades of experience in network marketing and direct sales and leadership, and he shares his wit and wisdom and often the thoughts of leaders who've done this kind of thing and kind of helps you become the leader that you can be. On Tuesdays, we have Tony Freeman, who's a world-class bodybuilder turned nutritionist. He's done everything that he can do to maximize the human potential in a physical way, and now he's helping people with understanding how their body works, what the food that they eat does to and for them. And so if you're someone who's looking for a healthier you, his call would be very informative and help you to reach those goals. On Wednesdays, we have Chip Littlejohn, who's our product deep dive expert. He goes into the products, figures out what's in them and why and what it can do for you, gives some education on how you can share that information. And on Thursdays, we have Hank and Kathleen Means, again, network marketing pros. They've been in it for a long time. They know what they're doing. And they host Gary Samuelson, I believe, most of the time. And he is a medical atomic physicist, and he's the developer of some of our products. And on Friday, you have me, Chris Bruce, and I share some of the technical details on the website, the comp plan, how the website works, sales training in general, testimonials, those kinds of things. So anyway, welcome. That introduction is much longer now. So we'll maybe think about doing that a little differently, but I'm glad you're on the call with me today. And today I just wanted to share a few cool little stories and maybe some tips for maintaining customer relationships, because this is a company that's based primarily on producing a large pool of repeat customers. And how do you keep repeat customers? You have to keep them happy. So, cool story. Everybody knows that our Pier 47 and Immune have been on back order, and those back orders have been being filled over the last couple of weeks. And just this last week, we got our second to last back ordered Pier 47, and I had the box in hand when I saw one of my neighbors going up towards his door, not moving real fast, kind of looking like he was injured. So I went to talk to him. This guy's he's a commercial fisherman, and he has a very intense work period in the spring, where he goes 6-10 weeks, 18-hour days, 20-hour days fishing, makes a lot of money that way. And then over the off season, he is a network technician, and so he sets up internet and computer networks, phone networks, and stuff like that. And so he crawls through ducting, attics, all these sorts of things, and it's a very technical job. He makes really good money at it, but he's there's people that can be really, really smart in one area, really competent in one area, and then in others, not so much. And he's one of those guys that, you get hurt, you rub some dirt on it, and just tough it out. And anyway, he was going up through one of those drop ceilings with the panels to run some cabling, and there was a sharp piece of metal coated with however many decades of dust and mouse droppings and who knows what's been up there. And anyway, that cut his shoulder. It was just a tiny little cut through his shirt. And he's like, nah, won't worry about it. A few days later, it started to swell up. Nah, won't worry about it. A few days later, it was a lot worse. And when I talked to him, whole shoulder was inflamed. It looked like he'd had a golf ball inserted under the skin. And tried to tell him to go to the hospital. He wouldn't do it. He's like, no, just maybe I'll lance it myself. Okay, there's tough, and then there's, you could get gangrene and lose your arm and fun stuff like that. But I had the Pure 47 right in my hand. So I opened up the box, opened the thing, said, if you won't go there, spray this all over that, spray some in your mouth, told him a little bit about the nano-sized spherical silver and its comparison to colloidal silver for helping with infections. Still wouldn't go to the hospital, but I went and got my bottle of Pure 47 back yesterday, and he said that he just, you know, sprayed 3 or 4 sprays on his shoulder, 3 or 4 in his mouth, and he said within 4 hours, the swelling started to go down. And he just continued to do that over about 3 days, still wouldn't go to the hospital. But that entire area that was so angry, inflamed, and swollen, completely drained, all back to normal, other than a teeny tiny, less than the width of my pinky nail mark on his arm. You can't tell anything had ever happened. So this stuff we have is amazing. If you could take somebody in that condition and within hours have relief, and within a couple of days you can't tell it happened, I think we've got something big. So anyway, that's my this week's product story. So for the retaining customers, in our business, you know, like if you're a car salesman, you're wanting to get the sale, you're wanting to get something of a relationship with a person because you know that the person will probably buy another car, but it's probably not going to be for 3, 4, 5, 10 years. So that relationship isn't as important. A car salesman probably isn't going to be working at the same dealership at that time. So the dealership may want to maintain that relationship. For the salesman, it's not as important. If you're a baker or something where you're having people come in daily or weekly or whatever and buy their muffins or their cookies, or someone who promotes parties and they do cakes frequently or something like that, it's going to be more important. And so we're more on that side where we need to want to have a closer relationship with our customers. And so how do you create a relationship with someone who may be a stranger, especially if you're doing social media marketing or cold calling, those kinds of things, if you're working off referrals to get these customers, you're not going to have a lot of time to sit there and chat and go play golf or whatever it is that you do. Most of these interactions are going to be very short because people are busy. They don't have a lot of time to sit and chat on the phone with a stranger. They just want to get their product and go. So there are things that you can do that help, and a lot of them are things that you can automate if you do. So a lot of them involve making little contacts where it's not you directly talking to them. And so writing thank you notes is a really big one. If you can take 2 minutes to write a thank you for your business kind of note with some sort of personal touch, you know, something that will make them remember you. It's not just, you know, I've got a stamp that says thank you kind of thing. People remember those. That's kind of a dying art. I remember my grandmother would write thank you notes for just about everything that happened. Somebody stopped by and visited. Someone shared cookies at the school fundraiser. Somebody came and mowed the lawn, you know, whatever it was. Thank you card, thank you card, thank you card. People fell out of doing that for a long time, but it's something that's kind of coming back in our age of technology where we're not so interactive with people and we don't have a physical memento. You know, people send an emoji or something like that, call it good enough. But it's unusual and memorable if someone gets a physical thing like a thank you card. So remembering to do that for a new customer, or even an extended customer, if you're making the effort to reach out to them later on, so 3, 4 months, and things like there's a sale coming up, those are things that we need to be doing. But these are little extras beyond, hey, please buy more stuff. These are make a relationship, let them know about you and your company. So things like creating a logo. If you can create a logo for your business that's something that's memorable, whether it's your initials or a business name or a picture that reminds you of something that was important in your childhood or in your life now, something that appeals to you, whatever it is, and it can be something that you make yourself. There's a ton of apps and websites that allow you to make these kinds of logos, or, you know, maybe hire someone who does it professionally. My daughter, all of my daughters, but one in particular, is really good at that kind of creative ideal. And so several people at her school and at our church have asked her to make custom little logos or things like that, or decorate a calendar that they're going to be sending out. And so you may know somebody who can do that sort of thing, and that makes you more memorable. Things like goodie bags, especially if you're doing in-home meetings or hotel meetings, stuff like that, little things that people can take away. So, like, we have the samplers now, so those little things can be really good, and especially if you throw in things for family, just little fun things, like in the Wellness Influencer program, for the gatekeeper, essentially, you know, whoever's running the office that's between the public and the doctor, we're asked to take in a gift, a little plant, a candle, you know, something, that's kind of, hey, I noticed you, you're important kind of thing. So little things like that, being really, really organized. So when somebody calls with an issue, you can get to it quickly. You're not shuffling through papers or websites trying to get to their answer. Making yourself a fact sheet, a frequently asked question sheet with the answer. So if there's a problem, I have the customer helpline. I have, you know, all of the different pages on the website to go through. So if someone's looking for something, I can reference it quickly without having to go through it. Now, sometimes I do have to. But that's something to have so that you can be useful to those people. Sending out quick messages, remembering birthdays if that's something that you get that information, and then especially on social media, if someone comments on a page, so if you do an ad for, say, the Triad or something like that, and someone comments on it, make sure that you comment on each of their comments, because they'll get a notification, and that is a thing, you know, it's a gold star on your paper in kindergarten. It's somebody noticed what I did and interacted. So those are things that are really good. You are running your own business, so you can make your own coupons, essentially. You can make your own end-of-the-month special or beginning-of-the-month special where you can throw in freebies or discounts based on what you've purchased. So if you purchase an extra pack, say, so that you have pass outs, you can have anyone who places an order by the 5th of February will get this free, you know, whatever it is, a coffee mug with, you know, 3 sticks of the coffee samplers in it, you know, something little like that, where you're creating a constant be involved with me. There's things that you can do that are automated, I was talking about. So there's autoresponders, and these are essentially email programs or apps where you can enter in the information of the people who are your customers and contacts, and then you can set on certain days, certain times, certain events for them to automatically get an email or a text or a tweet from you to keep them in the loop. And so it's not something where if you have hundreds of contacts and dozens of customers that are active, that you have to remember to do that every day and send all the things. You can do it one time, set it up. When someone new comes in, you can add them to the list, and then this autoresponder is going to send out that information. They're getting trickle contact from you. So it's not something that's going to take a lot of their time. You're not filling their inbox with spam emails all the time. But, you know, once a month or something like that, they get something from you that helps them remember that you're there. Welcome packets are another thing that we've done in the past and have done a little bit now, where when someone joins, they get a letter, thanks for being on the team, here's some important information to do. So like right now, we're adding the Pursuit of Pearl for anybody that's new that comes into the business, sending out a little thing describing how the Pursuit of Pearl works, because that's you only get it in your first 30 days. So if you wait till, you know, they signed up, they've ordered their stuff, their products come, they've tried it for a week, and then you tell them, hey, in your first 30 days, they've already maybe lost a week or even two. So something realizing that as soon as they get in, they're getting that information. So all of those things where you're creating a relationship where it's not, hey, we're best buddies and we go skiing all the time, but they're going to remember your name, they're going to remember your business, they know that you remember them and are interested, and so it's not so impersonal as, hey, you gave me my credit card, your credit card number, and I don't need to talk to you anymore. People want to be noticed and recognized for what they're doing, even if it is just being one of your customers. So work to make a relationship with people. Talk to the people who've bought in the past, and even if they didn't repeat, they may, 3-4 months later, make another order if you maintain the contact. So thanks, everybody, for being on the call. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And, be looking out for those opportunities. Maybe you have a neighbor who's going to be limping from the car to the front door. Go offer to help. Make a new friend. So have a great day, guys. Thanks so much.